Je me suis dit que c'était bien. Que les choses changent un peu.
Anything is possible with hard work.
You become what you believe.
Quand on décide de changer sa vie, alors on est entrepreneur. En réalité, c'est pas une question de monter une boîte ou pas. C'est de décider de faire ce qu'on veut de sa vie.
Today I have the pleasure to be with Hortense Legentil, Global Executive Leadership Coach, Speaker and Author. As a major voice in coaching in the United States, she was nominee of the Thinkers 50 Coaching and Mentoring Award in 2021. She's also a regular contributor to the Harvard Business Review and Ariana Huffington's well-being platform, Thrive Global. She has been working with CEOs and senior executives for more than 15 years, helping them to evolve from being superhero leaders to human leaders. And it is the topic of her new book, The Unlocked Leader, which encourages leaders to find their own true voice and dare to express it. Good morning, Hortense. I'm so thrilled to have you in the program.
Good morning, Véronique. I am absolutely delighted to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with your book. And before going into the art of your book, why did you choose this title, The Unlocked Leader? It seems antinomic. Leaders are, by essence, unlocked.
And no, they are not. In fact, the leaders, and especially today, but leaders are stuck with the oldest version of the definition of a leader. What is a leader for them? And as you know, of course, we all know that the world changed. So expectation had changed. And people, they don't need another hero, like Tina Turner said. They need to connect with you. They need a human leader. And so leaders are locked there with the old definition that your education, your environment gave you. And because a lot have been said about why we should lead with empathy, we should lead with humanity, but less when it comes to the how. So this is why, and I wrote the book because it's to give, you know, this how use this process to unlock yourself and unlock, because yes, you are locked. You are absolutely locked somewhere, and it's hard because you don't know how to move forward.
Mm. So we're going to go through, I mean, your book is very well done because it's around three concepts we're going to go through. The first one is the mind traps. The second one is the mind shift. And the third one is the mind belt. So let's go through the mind traps first. You argue that we are full of mind traps, which prevent us from being true leaders. Can you explain to us what are these mind traps? Where does it come from?
So a mind trap, what I call a mind trap, it's a mental obstacle that stands between you today and you tomorrow. This is something that holds you back from moving forward. So you can feel unsatisfied, unhappy, overwhelmed. You can feel, sometimes you can be arrogant. You can feel the imposter syndromes. The thing is, you cannot feel, you have this sensation that you can feel a wall. You can feel one person. You cannot express yourself completely. You are locked somewhere. And where is coming from? It's coming from, because there are all those voices, in fact. So they can come from voices, because what happened is in your brain, we are all story maker. So in our brain, we are making stories. And those stories, in fact, locked you, because maybe they help you, you know, until now. And now they don't help you anymore. And so those stories are, you know, the main reason why you are locked. And what is coming from? It's coming from, you know, either trauma or other voices. I make it simple because they are all other, of course, source of traps. But let's make it simple. So a trauma or a voices. What is a trauma? A trauma, it's an event or a moment in your life that triggers strongly your emotions, or your sense of safety. In a moment, a trauma doesn't have to be a war or something very big. It can be something much more little. And it's happened to everyone. And voices, there are voices, external voices, the authority voices, the education voices, the religion voices, all the voices that shape you or you hear in your life and every day. And so they are what they're coming from. So if I want to share a story, I can share a story. It happened to me. So let's share my story. It's happened to me years ago. I felt completely locked in my life, my personal life and professional life. I felt locked in my marriage and I felt locked, you know, in my professional life. So everything went south and I went sick. And I was stuck in bed for months. So I had time to think. And I had this dream. My grandmother that I just loved, it was a great grandmother. She came to me. She died. She was passed away at that time. But she came to me and she told me, you have to find the path of roses. And I said, what is it? So tell me where it is. You know, I want to go there. And she just smiled at me, Veronique, and she told me, you know where it is. And she disappeared. So it was horrible. So I woke up. I was furious. And that will be later when I will understand that what she meant was that I have to listen to my inner voice, that I will begin to free myself. And I freed myself when I listened to these inner voices and not to the external voices who said, you cannot divorce. Yes, I can. You cannot, you know, be an entrepreneur at the age of 38 or 40. That's my ness. Yes, I can. So the day I listen, you know, to my voice and I begin this journey and I left my marriage and I began an entrepreneur, I begin my journey to find my path of roses and to become who I am today and where I am today. So that is a way. This is my trap and how you can unlock yourself from those mind traps.
Inner voices are really, I mean, from what you say, has a bit to do with intuition. I mean, we don't listen enough to our intuition, mm-hmm. what we feel deep inside. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem we have in our life, because as you say, I mean, we have voices, we have things that we have to do this way because of cultural reasons, because of the family, etc. And we lose our intuition, because we know what's good for us at the end.
We absolutely know, but we don't listen because it's difficult sometimes, right? Because, you know, it's not that easy and we are afraid, and all of us, and we're afraid of changing, afraid of, you know, taking another path. But we need to.
You say, I mean, you give your own example, which is very interesting, because you said that you were not listening to your inner voice and you became sick. So that's an impact on yourself. What is the impact of not being your true self on the others?
So the problem is when you are not yourself, you're not connected with your true self, it affects the way you see yourself, because you cannot see yourself completely. And it affects the way you look at, you connect with people. So that's a big problem as a leader, as a person. And by the way, when I talk about leadership, and so there is business leadership, yes, but I consider that every one of us, we are leader. Because at least you are leader of your life at the minimum. So you decide. So yeah, it affects the way you connect with others.
Now, you say we can work, obviously, and you did work on your mind traps and operate then what is the second concept, which is a mind shift. How can we free ourselves from this trap? Because sometimes they're very deep in ourselves. So how do we do?
So you challenge the voices and you challenge the fears, but you challenge the voices. So for example, if I go back to my example, so with three questions. So is it true? Is it relevant? And is it helpful? So in my case, is it true you cannot be an entrepreneur at the age of 40? No. Is it relevant? Not sure. Is it helpful? Not at all. So three no's. So after that, when you challenge, you know, those beliefs, the work there is to let go. Those voices that they don't believe belong to you. So maybe they were helpful until now. I agree with that. But now they are not anymore because they are hold you back. They hold you back from, you know, moving forward and from being who you should be. And so this is how you challenge, you know, your voices and your fears.
So maybe you've done it yourself. I don't know. But at some point you have to be helped with someone, usually. I mean, to find the to start your mind shift. I mean, you can't do it all the time on your own. Of course, you can read good books like The Unlocked Leaders, but still, some people need help, external help.
Yes, of course, you need support is very helpful, and asking for help is the best things to do. It's so you can ask whatever. You can ask a psychologist. You can ask friend is complicated because you know friend is not. Because you need someone neutral, someone who can be a mirror, someone who can just listen to you and help you in this journey. But you can find a coach, or you can find a mentor or a spiritual leader, you know, somebody like that. But somebody that you can trust first and who can guide you in this journey. And this is, in my case, this is what I did. And I read a lot. And I discover spirituality and I discover someone who helped me with that and discover, begin my journey as a spiritual person. And it changed everything.
Crisis, you say, are also, you have your trauma there's also external crisis, like the one we've been living during the COVID-19, which really made some of us at least change and do a mind shift. That can be, a way to change. I mean, that's
I always say that find the gift in crisis. Find the gift in crisis. Because in all crisis, we have to reinvent ourselves. So it's hurt, but what did you learn? And COVID-19 was that we all discover another part of ourselves. And as a leader, you know, they all had to change their leadership in 1 week or 1 day, depending on the countries, because, we had to take care of people. They understood that, you know, we have to take care of people. We have to talk to them, but they are not here. They're not at the office. You know, what is this Zoom thing and how you connect with people like that? And by the way, you know, one of my clients told me, you know, emotions don't belong to the corporate arena. So how can I do that? I'm not a psychologist. And working on that, we work on that. You know, how do we do that? We practice, we role play. It's helpful.
So the other aspect after the mind shift is the mind build. That's your third concept. What is it exactly? I mean, the mind build concept. What do you imply in that?
This is the best part, because now that you don't listen to other voices, you can write your own story. You are the author of your life. So this is great. So now you have a white page. And what do you want to write? So begin at the beginning. Take time to reflect. So what drives you? What is important for you? What are you passionate about? How you want to be remembered? Do you want to show up as a leader? So you can do some exercise. And for example, I love to do the three columns. My life today, what I want to keep, what I want to drop, what I want to add. So this is a simple exercise, but, you know, something very, very, very powerful. And so doing, because it's a new muscle, right? It's a new you. It's a new habit. So if you don't want, you know, to go back to the past or your old habit or behavior, you have to work on it every day. So what I recommend always is, you have a lot of meeting every day, right? You have a lot of rendezvous. So every day you take 10 minutes and for you, and it's your 10 minute meeting with yourself. And it's very important. And you reflect on okay, what did you do your best, you know, to do so, because you had to define, of course, before what you want to work on, what you want to change, what you want to keep and things like that, or what drives you. Did you do your best to do that? Did you do your best, you know, to communicate or to listen to others or to have gratitude or things like that? So you have many ways, in fact, to work on yourself every day. It's very fast. Doesn't take a lot of time, but I can guarantee you it works. But every day you do that. Every day you connect with yourself. Every day you take the time, because it's not losing time. People are running everywhere. We are all running everywhere, especially women. We have a lot to do. And but connecting with yourself, it's the last thing you are thinking about. And that should be the first things. You know, when you are in the I just, you know, flew from Alabama. And when you are in the plane, the first thing they say is that in time of turbulence, you take the mask and you put the mask first to your face in order to be able to help others. This is what we are talking about, taking care of yourself. And in this case, because you unlocked yourself, you change your path and you begin this path of, you know, your journey to the path of roses. So your own path, remember, it's a journey. It's not a destination. So it's every day that you have to work on it.
And that's how you become a human leader, which is, you know, the topic of your book. In human leader, there's also, you talk a lot, and you just talked before about empathy, and especially during COVID-19, you know, being able to feel, to show your emotion and to feel what the people were feeling. Some leaders were bad at it, some were good at it. Do you think, because you see a lot of CEOs, do you see that women CEOs are better at that in terms of empathy? That's my first question. And to what extent shall we go in empathy? Because, you know, you can't give everything to everyone. If you could tell us that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, okay, let's go back to the definition of empathy. Empathy is, you know, the ability to feel with. It's coming from a German word, and that should be empathy, by the way. So it's putting yourself in other shoes. It's feel with. So there, I will say that women are best at that. Maybe because you're doing all day long with your children, with our children. I don't know. But I think we are best to do that, or more used. I don't know. But okay, empathy. But empathy, it's the ability to feel with. But you need to come back to yourself in order to help the person. So you are here, you feel. So I am with you. I can feel what you feel, so I can understand you. Okay. I can feel that you're tired. I can feel that you're happy, whatever it is. You are satisfied, not satisfied, whatever it is. I can feel it. But if I stay with you with this feeling, this emotion, I cannot help you. So I have to go back to myself. So this is not me. So I understand you, but I go back to who I am. And now I can try to help you because I understood. So this is what we are talking about. And so this is what I call, what is empathy? And women, so I think there are, I see a lot of women, it's easiest for us. It's easiest for CEO women. But you have to have boundaries, everyone, where to begin and where to stop. And because it's not about sharing, and you know, if we talk about vulnerability and empathy, it's not about sharing everything, because it's only sharing what matters and what's can help others. So it's yourself, you put your boundaries. So should I share this story? Is it going to help my audience today? Or, you know, or in a team meeting, whatever, and how is going to help it? And for example, because I took my example, but it was hard for me, Veronique, very hard when I wrote the book and when I arrived here in US to share my story. They are storytellers, yeah. So I had to do something. But why I changed my mind when I understood that sharing my story helped others. First, when you show vulnerability, And I don't share everything. I share what I want. And when you show vulnerability or you explain your life, you can connect better with people because people say, okay, she is like me. She is not, you know, this, or he is not this hero. Okay, I feel better. You know, I can connect. I can understand you because maybe, you know, maybe it's something like that happened to you or whatever, and you can make it. So it gives hope. So this is what Satya Nadella did with Microsoft, when he shared, you know, the sickness of his son. He shared not at the beginning. He shared at the moment when he understood that it was not he who was suffering. It was his son, and his son teaching him empathy. And so this is why he shared in his company, and he built a culture around empathy. So ask you some question like that. Are you comfortable to share that? And why should you share it? Is it helpful? Is it the right moment and the right person with who you can share? And after, you can also think about how you can shape your story.
And at the end, to see if it really enhance the relation that you want to build with the people. So to go back to the mind build concept, you talk about the fact that we have to check in, you know, every day with ourselves, and we don't do it all the time. Let's be frank. So, and it's habits are sometimes difficult to maintain, especially at a time where, you know, we're surrounded by crisis, geopolitical crisis, climate crisis. So on an individual and collective level, how do we stick to our goals? You know, sometimes it's difficult. You see women and men actually who are, you know, victim of anxiety, who are just because the world around us is chaos, you know, more than before and maybe less than tomorrow. So how do we stick to our, you know, goals and what you just explained before?
I would say that the first thing is to be nice with yourself. So the first thing is, did I do my best? And if you didn't, that's fine. You will do better tomorrow. That's okay. So first is that, is be nice with yourself. And after, yes, today we have to be resilient and resilient every day. So I think I would recommend to do it, you know, to do this practice, this meeting, this checking in every day. So that you should not discuss with that. So you have to decide. Every day I take 10 minutes for myself. See if you are locked. Are you locked? How do you feel? Oh, I feel tired. Oh, I feel angry. Oh, what's happened? Oh, I am afraid of something. Be aware of that. Be aware of what's happening, your emotions. Be connected with your emotions. So maybe you're trapped somewhere because a lot happened yesterday or this morning, whatever. And so go to this process again and say, okay, I feel that. Where is coming from? So you track the source. Where is coming from? Oh, because X told me B. Oh, this is why I felt that. Okay. Or because that happened, I didn't succeed to do that. Okay. So now challenge the voices. Okay. Is it true? Is it relevant? Is it helpful? Okay. So maybe you failed to do something. Okay. And are you going to stay, you know, to stay there and log there, or do you want to move forward? So challenge it. Is it important? How important it is? Can I do it better? What did I learn? So because it's a crisis. So, okay. Maybe you failed, or maybe you are whatever it is. It's a crisis. So what did you learn from that? What do you want to do differently? And move forward. But don't forget, you have to let go. You have to let go. This is something important. You always have to find yourself in peace. If you are not in peace, it's because you are locked somewhere. And again, it's a journey. So be nice, because it's, and sometimes we have a lot. We are a lot, you know, a lot of reason to be locked somewhere. But the only secret is we have to work on it every day. And that is not negotiable. That is not negotiable.
And you give a lot of advice and tools to work on that every day. And that's a very, very helpful book. To finish off, I wanted to ask you, I mean, you tell us, actually, the profit of the book will go to the JED Foundation. What is the purpose of the foundation?
So this is an amazing foundation based in New York and in the US. And they work on young people's mental health and suicide prevention. So they have plenty of people and support for young people. And this is amazing. So because we know that mental health is something complicated today and everywhere, the young people and not young people. And this is okay. And I just talked yesterday to in one university here in US, in Alabama, and we talk about that. And you can feel how important it is. So this is why I chose JED Foundations, something that is very close to my heart and that I want to help.
Last advice. I wanted to ask you the last advice for women. How can they start to unlock their leadership skills? We talked about that, the unlocking, but is there something specific to women, for women?
For women, specific. I would say trust yourself. You are enough and begin today, now. Just now, just begin your journey to the Bath of Roses, because at the end, this is absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much, Hortense. So the book is called The Unlocked Leader, and it's published by Wiley, and you can see it on all the good e-shop. I won't say the names, but you can have it, get it very easily. Thank you very much for your time. That was amazing time, talking about the new kind of leadership that we need to implement in our world, chaotic world. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Bye.
Vous venez d'écouter Power Girl, le podcast by Business au Féminin. Et pour nous suivre, rendez-vous sur businessauféminin.com et sur nos réseaux sociaux. À très bientôt.